everyone, and welcome to the Passion Podcast. It's Louie coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. And we are in the midst of the countdown to Kyiv in just a few days. That's pretty exciting to think about. We will be in Kyiv, Ukraine, and we will have done a world tour event a week from today. We are up and running after years of planning, lots of praying, lots of vision and hard work. We are ready to do this thing. So the next podcast you hear, Lord willing, will be coming to you from foreign soil, and we will be broadcasting, podcasting, staying connected with you guys from the Passion World Tour. But now we're just a couple of days away. In fact, on Monday, much of our team leaves for Kyiv. On Tuesday, myself, Shelley, some of the rest of our team leaves for Kyiv, and I can't say enough about how excited we are. We are ready to do something. We've been saying around the Passion House for the last couple of days, you know, sometimes you know you're not ready, and I think we're probably not quite ready. You can never be fully ready for what we're about to do. But in the same token, we're just ready to do something. We are, you know, just sitting on go mode in our hearts and our minds, and I just want to show up somewhere, some city around the world, and find out what is going to happen. So Kyiv is coming fast. If you don't know what's going on and you just somehow found the Passion Podcast, welcome to the Passion Movement. We are about seeing awakening come to university and college students around the world, and we are about seeing a generation awakened to make Jesus famous. And we are on our way to 17 of the greatest cities in the world to gather students in places like Jakarta and Tokyo and Seoul and Mexico City. And our first stop, Kyiv, Ukraine, is coming fast, and our first leg will probably be over before we know it. And join us if you don't know about the Passion World Tour. That's where we're headed. And speaking of the world, by the way, I just would love to tell you what is going on in our guest book at 268generation.com. And I guess it is a confirmation for us that we're supposed to be going out to the world, because when you come to this page, and I don't know if you come to our website, 268generation.com, and there are going to be a lot of things I mentioned to you today. In fact, today is going to be sort of our little catch-up podcast. And some of you guys are going, Louie, what is the deal? You left Passion Atlanta. He did this podcast during the weekend of the Passion Atlanta Regional, and then we just haven't heard from you for a while. So what's the story there? Well, the story is April equals crazy, okay? And not all months are like this, but sometimes they are, and April was especially that way. But I'll just give you a glimpse, and that way you can feel, you can understand. I was going to say you can feel sorry for me, but you really don't need to feel sorry for me. You just need to pray for me, because somehow we managed to squeeze a little bit too much into 1 month. But here was April, okay? Started off with a board meeting in San Antonio. Amazing. That's our Passion board. Incredible time, first week of April. Second week of April, Q Conference, New York City, if you don't know about it, amazing gathering. Came right from Q back to Atlanta for the regional, did the regional podcast, finished that up on Saturday night. Everything was cool, right? Monday, took off, went out of town. We are, if you didn't know, trying to raise, trust God for, believe for, hope for, $7.8 million to do this world tour, to do low-cost or no-cost events around the world. And we went on the Monday following Passion Atlanta to present our vision to a foundation outside of Atlanta. So we traveled for the day, talked to some people about what we think God's put in our hearts, et cetera, et cetera. That was Monday. Came back in the office a couple of days. Went out to a conference in Colorado Springs. I was speaking to a couple of hundred folks out there. At a really cool thing. I don't want to tell you all about it because I just want to let it be what it was, but very cool. Came straight from there back to Atlanta, got in the car, drove to Nashville. GMA week is our, you know, biggest week for Six Steps and our label all year long, and so that was full on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night Dove Awards. Congratulations, by the way, to the David Crowder Band and to Chris Tomlin, recipients of Dove Awards from our little Six Steps family this year. Incredible night. Really cool. Natalie Grant, by the way, receiving the Dove Award for Female Artist of the Year. And in the midst of her little thank you deal, she kind of looks down right where Shelley and I and Chris are sitting, and she says, something about Nashville, and then she says, for greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. And I was like, whoa, that's what I'm talking about. So that was a really cool moment. Got to talk to her for a little bit about that afterwards, and it's really cool. The Passion CD is making an impact in people's lives, and the vision for what God's doing, you know, isn't limited to Passion. That's not our song. That's God's song, and it's a kingdom song, and it's for everybody who believes in God and believes that God has something in store for them where they live. And so that was really cool. That was Wednesday night. Jumped on a plane, went back to Colorado Springs to pray with some guys I pray with once a year. So 24 hours of prayer was really incredible. So two quick trips to Colorado Springs, back home to Atlanta, on to the Tomlin tour bus on Friday night, and off to Talladega, Alabama for the Aaron's Race, which is a Sprint Cup NASCAR series event at one of the great tracks in America. And it is a spectacle and a sight to behold. If you are from Alabama or around Talladega, or you're a NASCAR fan, you understand what I'm talking about. If you're not, I could do 19 podcasts on NASCAR and I still couldn't convey it to you. But all I can say is it was our first experience in person. And wow, 200,000 people coming to see this race, and the nationwide race on Saturday, the Sprint Cup Series cars on Sunday, and Chris and I had the opportunity of doing chapel on Sunday morning, about, I don't know, maybe 50 steps from pit road, for drivers, car owners, crew chiefs, crews, and their families. And it was a really, really cool thing. I'll tell you a little bit about that. I got this verse I want to share with you a little bit later in the podcast, and it's just a great picture of this verse at Talladega, and it was amazing. I wish I could do we should have done a NASCAR podcast. That's what we should have done, but we weren't thinking, but next time, because we will be back to NASCAR, I feel sure, and at some point we'll do a NASCAR Talladega or somewhere on NASCAR podcast. But that was the weekend. So, hello, Talladega, Alabama. Race was Sunday. Came back on the bus, got back to Atlanta Sunday night, in the office a couple of days. Then the Orange Conference, which I was speaking at for a friend of mine, leadership event here in Atlanta, back at the Gwinnett Arena where we were for the Atlanta Regional. That was the last day of April. So that was a little glimpse of April for you right there. And then a few days of refueling and replenishing in a very idyllic place and getting our hearts ready for the World Tour, and now back in Atlanta and revving up for the weekend and packing up for Kiev, Ukraine. So if you wondered why we didn't do a podcast, that's probably one of the reasons right there. But we are going to be podcasting for the next few weeks as we head out on the World Tour. So stay tuned. It's going to be really amazing. I was telling you about the guest book at 268generation.com. The little orange bar, bottom right corner, when you go to the homepage, you can click on that and just say hi from wherever you are in the world. And apparently that's somewhere, by the way. And we are waiting to get confirmation on our official audience size, but I think it's getting scary. And thank you for the one email we did get from someone that said, hey, I just want to let you know, I am not leaving you. I am okay just being a number. And so that was really cool, because it seems like we should be able to kind of take a roll or something like that with our little small podcast family. I could just say hello and go down the list of all 41 people by name. Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? But this person said, you know what? You don't need to do that. That's cool for me just to be a part of the podcast, and I'm happy just being one of these numbers out here in the world, and I'm not bugged by that at all. I'm not going to forsake the podcast just because, you know, we're up over 41 listeners. But got an email, interestingly enough, got a lot of Facebook messages, got a lot of emails, get a lot of comments, get a lot of people saying, hey, I'm one of the podcast family, meet a lot of people. By the way, speaking of Facebook, can we just stop there for a second? Facebook is interesting. I think most of you know that have been around for a little while, but I've reached the friend limit on Facebook. Facebook wants you to be friends with people only to a certain degree, and so I have maxed that out apparently, and can no longer be friends with any more people on Facebook, unless some people that I am friends with decide they don't want to be friends, and then when they're not friends, I could be friends with someone else. But the problem is, okay, I have about 1,800 people in my I want to be your friend box,
but I can't add any friends because Facebook won't let me have any more friends. And so there's 1,800 of you out there that are going, whoa, what's up with Louis? He doesn't want to be my friend. And I'm like, no, I would be your friend, but I can't be your friend because of the Facebook thing. So there you have it. It's kind of weird and complicated, and I'm thinking maybe, I don't know, maybe Facebook should let you be friends with all the people you want to be friends with, but that's just me, and they haven't asked me, and if they did ask me, that's what I would tell them. So anyway, we got a lot of messages. One of them came, are you ready for this, from Kandahar, Afghanistan, and I just love that. It's, you know, somebody saying, hey, I'm out here doing my job. One of the few Christians in my company, or I'm not sure what the subcategory of this person's little group was, but just not too many people following Jesus, not too many people really talking about the things of the kingdom. And here's a college age, probably young person out there doing his job, doing the very best he can to try to make somebody's life better in some way, shape, or form. And don't send me any emails about that. It's not a referendum on Afghanistan or not. I'm just talking about somebody that's out there. That's their job. That's where they are. And I believe they're probably out there believing in some small way that what they do can make somebody's life safer or better. And they're listening to the podcast. And I'm thinking, that is crazy. That is absolutely crazy. I'm standing here right now in Atlanta, looking around, and on the other side of the planet, I'm connected to somebody. So hello to Kandahar, and I know I can't give a shout out to everybody listening to the podcast, but I just want to say hi to you in Kandahar today, and I just want you to know that, you know, we're with you, and I feel like we're connected together, and you feel like we're connected together, and we are connected together, and I'm just praying that God will use you in the lives of the people around you to make a difference. And the verse I was going to share, I'll just drop it in right here, and most of you know it, and I've talked a little bit about it in one of my books, and talked about it in my talk at Orange a few days ago, but it's just this John 1 thing, and you know, John 1 is pretty awesome stuff. It opens up with, you know, the eternity of Jesus. It says, in the beginning was the Word, that's capital W-O-R-D, the logos is what the Greek word gives you there. That's like one of the one Greek words I remember from Greek classes. You know, in the beginning was the Word. That's not true. I remember more than logos, but not a whole lot more. But, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. In the beginning, this is what was going on. In other words, Jesus, the Word of God. The way I like to say it is that Jesus was God talking. Jesus was God speaking to us. Jesus was everything God wanted to say. Jesus is everything that God is, and he's everything God wants to say to us. That's awesome. The Logos, the Word of God, is Christ. And that's John 1. That's John 1 opening. And the cool thing comes down, and it talks about how these guys have, you know, have seen this Christ. They've interacted with him. This light has come and shined into darkness. But then it comes down to verse 14, this beautiful, beautiful hinge verse, and it says, and the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. That, people, is crazy to me. And the Word, this capital W-O-R-D, this Jesus, this eternal universe maker, this voice of God, this living, breathing, speaking, communicating, reaching God, became flesh and made his dwelling among us. I don't know. You might have been around church too long. You might have been around the Bible too long, and you just read that and go, yeah, isn't that cool? Isn't that really cool? The Word became flesh and dwelled among us. Well, let's just give a hearty right on to that. But we ought to just stand in awe of the thought of that, because it is the gospel, it's grace, it's our story, it's what we are all about. It is not us putting on divinity and making our dwelling among God. It's not us putting on righteousness and making our dwelling among God. It is not us putting on holiness and coming close to God. It is us in despair. It is us without a hope and a clue. And it is God saying, here's the only way that you are going to be able to see me. is if I put on flesh and move into the neighborhood. That's what the message, paraphrase the cool thing Eugene Peterson did, is all about in John 1. It says, and the word became flesh and moved into the neighborhood. And that's just cool to me. And we're at NASCAR, right? And we're in the place where all the buses of the car drivers and the car owners and the crew chiefs are. So, you know, Dale Jr.'s bus is a few buses down from us. And, you know, Juan Pablo Montoya's bus is across the way over there. And Jeff Gordon's bus is right down here. And, I mean, we're walking around. It's this kind of fenced-in driver-owner paddock in the infield, you know, just steps away from the garage areas and pit road. And it's a free-for-all camping going on in the larger infield. But we're in this little kind of secured infield area. And, okay, we're walking around the bus. This is for any of you NASCAR people out there. And if you're not a NASCAR person, you can just, you know, check on something else right now. But we're walking around inside this little paddock where our bus is parked. And here comes this golf cart down the road. And it's getting closer and closer. And there's a guy driving the golf cart, right? And so he's got on a hat, kind of like a kind of a straw cowboy hatty looking hat, sunglasses, and kind of a lanky looking guy. It's getting closer and closer. And I'm like, no way. It is the father of stock car racing. It is Richard Petty himself, exactly like you would expect him to look in a little cardboard standout up thing when he's selling the BC powder. It's crazy. And he comes by, hey, how y'all doing, waves. And I'm like, that was Richard Petty. It's really, really nice to see you. It's really, really surreal in a way. But we went and did chapel Sunday, and I was talking about this verse. I was talking about the gospel. I was just talking about the difference between grace and religion and how we weren't there that Sunday morning to talk about religion. It wasn't a religious service. It was a grace event. It was about what God had done. That's what grace is to me. Grace is God at work in salvation or in life, in bringing me back from the dead or in helping me get through today. It's God at work. That's what grace is really all about. It's me doing little, nothing. God doing something, everything. And grace is powerful. And so we're in chapel, and I'm talking about this verse, and I'm looking around, and I don't know that I have a whole lot in common with a lot of these people. I enjoy NASCAR a lot, and I probably shouldn't say that, but I really do, and watch it on TV and have some favorite drivers and the whole thing. But, you know, I don't know how to take a car engine apart, and I just barely learned what restrictor plates are about at the Talladega race. And so I'm talking to these guys, and some of them, you know, they're getting ready to go right out to the pit and, you know, put tires on cars and jack them up and, you know, put their lives on the line as these cars come flying into pit road. And some of them are going to be driving the cars, you know, at 200 miles an hour around the track, and they're sitting there. And I said, you know, it's like, if here's my translation of John 1:14 for today. And they're kind of like, yeah. And I said, it would be in the word got a motorhome, a bus, a Prevo bus, and he pulled it into the driver's owner's paddock. That's Jesus. You know, it's not like he's going to send a note to Talladega and say, you know, I don't think I really want anything to do with the NASCAR crowd. Thank you very much. No, that's not him. He would get a bus, pull it into the paddock, drive it in, park it, put his awning up, put his chairs outside, and say, hey, everybody, I'm the Son of God. You can't find me, so I've come to find you. You can never get to where God is, so I've come to bring God to where you are. The Word has become flesh and moved into the neighborhood, whether that's in Afghanistan or India, whether it's somewhere in mainland China or in Indiana or Kentucky today. It's Christ coming close to us. And when it happens, this is what he said, man. He came close to us. And then the writer goes on to say, and we have seen his glory. That's the only way, is because he moved into the neighborhood. The glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and full of truth. I don't know. That's just been in my heart for the last few days. And so check it out. That's the story, and it's Christ, and it's Christ in your neighborhood, it's Christ in your life, in your situation, in your circumstances right now. It's Him saying, guess what? I'm here. I've moved into the neighborhood. I'm not just dropping in to say, hey, and then checking out because I can't deal with what's going on with you. I'm here, present tense. I am God, but somehow I'm in the midst of it all with you. And that's really, really amazing stuff. So hello to Kandahar. Praying that God's going to just remind you today that He's in the neighborhood. And He's right there with you. And so it's not just you and those other two guys that you know follow Jesus. It's you and Jesus right there, right now. And that's powerful stuff. I was telling you about the 268generation.com page in the guest book. And so let me tell you this, okay, because I keep coming back to it. But the world, here's the world. Are you ready for this? I'm just going to go back a couple of days worth. I'm going to go back a couple of pages. And we don't get, it's not like we're getting slammed with comments on our guest book. But I'm going to go back to May 1st, and I just want you to hear where they're coming from. So I'm not going to go back to April 30th, because those were South Africa, someone in Angie in Georgia, someone named Shine, which is a really cool name, from Bandung, Indonesia, and then Carol from Durban, South Africa. So that was the day before, but we're not going to go back there. We're going to start on May 1st and just cruise our way up. May 1 starts with Jonathan from Puerto Rico. And he just says basically, hey, bro, any chance you guys might want to come to Puerto Rico? If Mexico and Sao Paulo are loud, wait till you try us out. And then he says, oh, yeah, I've been hearing the podcast. So hello to Puerto Rico. We're really glad you're out there with us. Also on May 1st from Potchefstroom, South Africa. And that's one of the cities that's close to Cape Town, relatively speaking. And hopefully those folks are going to be with us. Next up, May 1st, this is from Nigeria. Next up, Eva from Quebec, Canada on May 2nd. Next up, hang on, let me just turn that little thing off. That was a little reminder to let me know everything was okay. The next one was Quebec. Also on May 2nd, we got Louisville, Kentucky. So thank you, someone from America. That's very cool. And then we've got a private post from Indiana. And that just means if you don't want the whole world to see what you're saying, you can click on there and do that thing. Then we're going to the next day, right? So we're up to May 3rd. Sarah Jane from Australia. Next one is Jocko from Johannesburg. The next one is Titus, who is my friend. And I don't know if you ever hear the podcast, Titus, but Titus is my friend from Nairobi, Kenya, from the University of Nairobi. A journalism major, going to change the world, and I'm really excited about seeing him in Kampala in just a few weeks. May 3rd, we've got Charlotte, North Carolina, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. May 4th, Boracay Island, Philippines. Glory to God for your great ministry. I pray that I can attend one of your passion events in Manila. We're coming to Manila. That's pretty cool. Then we got Cleburne, Texas. Then we've got, we've skipped a couple of days there. So we didn't get any love on May 5th, very little on May 6th. We're up to May 7th now. Jackie from Nigeria. Then, oh, check this out. This is really amazing. Laughing yesterday, this is from Jackie in Jos, Nigeria. Laughing yesterday as I listened to the podcast, Great Endurance. I'm a young 42-year-old mom of four. So, you know, it's weird. Our podcast family is crossing demographics and really, really crazy. I'm a young 42-year-old mom of four who loves and prays for you passionate ones. So that's really incredible. So if you're listening to this and you're a university or college student, then here is Jackie praying for you from Nigeria. She says, I was listening, quote, in the bush. Okay, that's really amazing. On my way to the big city, Abuja, with my soon-to-graduate 18-year-old son. Not always able to download podcasts, but I do and pray. Do not be lacking in zeal, but serve the Lord with fervor. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality, the body of Christ, that the world may know Him. Amazing grace. So kind of a long podcast there, but listening and laughing to Great Endurance, a young 42-year-old mom of four, 18-year-old soon-to-be graduate, listening, quote, in the bush. So there you have it. We've got Kandahar in the house, and we've got somebody listening in the bush.
May 7th, Canada. May 7th, Norman, Oklahoma. And then let me just click on the current page here, down to the bottom. Oh, man. May 8th, Argentina. God, I love you. Please come to the Argentina of 268 generation. And I love this because, yeah, the next line says, sorry, no speaking English. And I'm like, you know, sorry, no speaking English is better than I could do in Italian or Argentinian. But cool, from Buenos Aires. Also on May 8th from Las Cruces, New Mexico. May 8th from Richland, Washington. May 8th from Valparaiso, Indiana. May 9th from Jakarta, Indonesia. Glory to God for your ministry. Hope I get the chance to attend one of your seminars when you're in Jakarta, Indonesia. God bless you always. And then May 9th, I think today's May 9th, so we're up to today's entries. Chris from Cape Town, super excited about this. It's going to be incredible. When are the tickets going to be on sale? Respect for whoever designed this website. It's ridiculously good. So a little shout out to our designer. May 9th from Belfast, Northern Ireland. I've been watching the How Great Is Our God DVD. Been rendered speechless. P.S. When are you coming to Belfast? May 9th, Neil from Johannesburg, private post, so I don't want to click on that right now. I don't want to make you guys wait. May 9th from South Africa. Imagine that. Do you feel like something's going on in South Africa? Looking forward to you all coming to Joburg, blah, blah, blah. Very cool post. And then also May 9th from Pretoria, which is very close to Joburg as well. Hey, I'm so excited about this. Johannesburg will never be the same again, we pray. Ties in perfectly with the vision and names their church and their Catalyst movement. Can't wait. So that's our last, you know, since May 1st, comments on our guest book. And something is happening in South Africa that is really crazy. And there's a whole lot of people in that country connecting with Indescribable, with a lot of our teaching, with a lot of our resources, with How Great Is Our God. And a lot of people connecting with 268 Generation. So the world tour feels like the right thing to do because it seems like the world is, who is in the window right now? And I know a lot of you guys around America are feeling that, but I know also a lot of you guys around America know that, you know, this is not an American movement we're a part of. It's a God thing. It's a global thing. It's a kingdom thing. And I'm excited to be in it with all of you. So welcome back to the Passion Podcast. That was a pretty long intro, and I don't have a whole big long outro, but there are a lot of things I want to tell you about, and I want to catch you up on, and I want to tell you about the small campaign at the very end of the podcast today. So I'm going to let us take a little bit of a listening break, and Jonathan is going to play for us a little bit of David Crowder, and this is in memory of Ashley Akins, and everybody knows Ashley's story from being around Passion and being around the events, the regional events, and being around the podcast, The Hope, When Life Hurts Most Talk, Fruitcake and Ice Cream. April 29th, Tuesday a week ago, was the anniversary of Ashley's accident and her death just 1 year ago, and I just, you know, we did a post on 268blog.com, and if you haven't checked that out, I'd love for you to go and just check it out there. I want you just to remember to pray for the people that love her, her friends, her family, the people who miss her the most today, and I don't want us to stop praying for them. Her story is changing the world. It literally is changing the lives of people all over the world, but that doesn't mitigate sorrow. It does in some small way mitigate sorrow. But it doesn't take away pain, and it doesn't really speed up the healing process of the heart. And so we just want to remember those guys today, and I don't know if they're listening to the podcast again, and we mentioned it in Atlanta, but I just want to keep saying to you that we love you, we're praying for you, and there are a lot of people out there who are hurting like you, and we get a lot of messages from people who Ashley's story and your story is touching, and they're going through very difficult times as well. And for all of you guys, for anyone out there today, and for those of us who feel like things are not completely
falling out from under our feet. The hope of today is not that we're holding on to God, but that God is holding on to us. And I know I've played this a couple of times on the podcast before, but this is David Crowder. You never let go from Remedy, and it's powerful stuff today. So have a listen. Praying for you guys who love Ashley dearly, and all of us want to live for what matters most today, because it is a gift from God, and it's what we have, and we got to go for it right here and right now with the confidence that He's holding on to us. So this is Crowder, You Never Let Go. I'll be back with you guys in just a couple of minutes.
When clouds brought rain and disaster came, oh my soul, oh my soul. When waters rose and hope had flown, oh my soul, oh my soul, oh my soul. Ever faithful, ever true, You I know, You never let go. You never let go, You never let go, You never let go. You never let go, You never let go, You never let go.
We're back on the Passion Podcast, and again, powerful, powerful stuff. Could listen to that song every single day, and I didn't play that to give you this little commercial moment, but it reminded me while it was playing. And by the way, I think you probably know this anyway, but we're about resources and the Passion Movement, and that's not about making money and selling stuff, because every thing that comes from resources goes back to helping us do ministry somewhere around the world. We just believe in encouraging people, and the Crowder Remedy CD is phenomenal. Worship Album of the Year at the Dove Awards. Congratulations again to the David Crowder Band. But the new DVD live from David Crowder's Remedy Club Tour is coming out at the end of the summer. And all I can say is you don't want to miss it. It's the first full-length David Crowder Band DVD, to which I say it's about time. And it's really beautifully done. Powerful stuff from two of the stops on the club tour. And need to get it when it comes out. But the Remedy CD has just come out with a couple of sort of preview DVD clips from the DVD that's coming out at the end of the summer. So a few little bonus goodies on there. So if you already have Remedy, that's not what you want to get. You just want to wait till the DVD comes out and get that later at the end of the summer. But if you don't have Remedy yet, this is the time to get it. Cool repackage. It's got this kind of triple fold digipack. Very beautifully done thing. By the way, Remedy, our designer friend, also received the Dove Award for the package design for Remedy. Very cool, and that's our brilliant web guy, and he's a genius, but that's beside the point. But if you don't have Remedy, now's the time to get it. Look for the Digipack version with the bonus DVD content on it, and check that out, and watch for Crowder's Remedy DVD coming soon. Can I just, okay, I'm gonna do all our resource stuff right here and right now. Here goes the really fast, this is what's going on. Couple things. On our MySpace page, we have put the opening video from Atlanta with the little thorns and the flower deal with the orchestra playing, and then the Hello Atlanta opening video. And we, for whatever reason, weren't thinking we should record this. We were just having a great moment live in the building. But we do have sort of a semi-decent shot of it. And I know there's some YouTube versions up there of various kinds of people holding their phones and cameras and whatever. But we got a pretty good version of it. It's on our MySpace page. You can go by and check it out. We uploaded it because a lot of people said I'd like to take another look at that and see it. And even just listen to the music and the overture is really cool. And, hey, come by our MySpace page. And I know college students, university students aren't really, you know, doing the MySpace thing anymore. But we need some help on the MySpace front. I think we have like 3,000 friends or something. And I'm like, what is going on with that? So come by, say hello, check out the video. That would be really cool. And on the resource front, just in time for Mother's Day, which I think some of you might hear this before Mother's Day. But the Passion Talk series just released on the 29th, which was really kind of cool. Ashley's brother reminded me that it was being released on the day of her accident because it's three messages, indescribable. How great is our God, hope when life hurts most. They're all repackaged, same brilliant remedy designer guy, web designer genius guy, repackaged in the Passion Talk series. And each one of them has the DVD, the message, and it has a bonus CD with five songs from our guys that if you've been around our movement, you already know the songs, you probably already got the songs, but they're just there for people who are just finding us and just finding these messages, and the songs just kind of amplify what's going on. And so there's a bonus DVD in there of five songs with the CD, with the DVD of the talks. And they've gone out to retail, which is kind of crazy. You people in South Africa are like, yeah, they're in every store in South Africa. Yeah, well, it hadn't been the case here in America until April 29th. And so look for the Passion Talk series, new package, in stores everywhere. I think right now at Amazon.com you can find the indescribable one. So check it out. We're excited and just praying God's going to keep breathing life on those deals as they go around the world. So we're back, counting down to Kiev. I want to tell you about a couple of really quick things, and then we're going to be out of here. Thank you, by the way, for hanging in there, and congratulations to all you students who have made it successfully through finals, and you're listening to this with great joy right now because you have that feeling, it's come over you. It's the post-final moment where you're like, I don't care if I got an A or a C. I'm just glad it's over and I'm in the car and I'm headed home. And there's no better feeling in life than the feeling of it being May and you being finished with your semester and on your way. And some of you guys in California are still in the middle of school, and some of you guys around the world are still in the middle of your terms and all that stuff. But a lot of U.S. university students are rolling home, and they're excited right now. And so congratulations for getting all your stuff done. If you still have stuff to do, by the way, and you're listening to the Passion Podcast, I always just feel compelled to say, hey, go for it, you know? Why not? You got this one last shot. Trust God. Pray for grace. Work hard. And do your best. I mean, that's what it means to live for the glory of God. It's not just about coming to Passion. It's about doing everything you do in such a way that makes him famous. So go for it. And if you're done, congratulations. We are excited for you. We're going to Kiev. If you didn't know that, I've already said that five times, but I'm saying it again. We got an email from a friend of ours in Moldova, which is the country over from Ukraine. And she said, I didn't know you guys were coming to Kiev until I heard from some of the students I'm teaching here. And they know about it. They are coming, a busload of them from Moldova. And they said, Passion is coming to Ukraine and we are not going to miss it. So I'm just praying. There's a whole lot of that going on. Kiev is free. It is going to be incredible. We have no idea what to expect. We don't know if 100 people are coming through the door. We don't know. And so we're going to find out when we get there. A few days from there, we're going to Stockholm, Sweden, down to Sao Paulo, Brazil. And if you're following really closely with us, you know that there are prayer requests on the first Monday of every month, 16 of them. And one of the ones from this month, if you were, you know, so inclined to check that out at the first Monday and really pray for us. You saw Brazil, Sao Paulo. We got a lot of people coming to Brazil, but we had some serious visa issues, and I don't know all the ins and outs of it. I just know that it was possible that somebody was going to say no to our visa request, and we didn't have any more alternatives from this person. So if they said no, it was a no. We couldn't go anywhere else. We'd exhausted a lot of options, and that was coming down like last week sometime. And finally, day before yesterday, a big shout went up at the Passion House. I wasn't there to hear it, but I heard about it. And we got all the visas for Brazil. So if you were praying for that, thank you. It really did happen in a miraculous period of time. And we're excited. We're all on our way to Sao Paulo, from there to Kampala, Uganda, then to Paris, and then to London. That is our first leg. And I just want to encourage you a couple things really fast, and then we're out of here, okay? Pray for us. We are going to be posting on 268blog.com an update almost every day. I want to say every day, but as soon as I say that, there'll be a day that we're completely tanked traveling, 18 hours somewhere and can't get online and can't post a blog. But every day possible, we're going to post a blog, 268blog.com, with a little glimpse of what's going on, even if it's just a travel day, and just to let you know, hey, we all flew from, Timbuktu to the other side of the world today, and we're all excited. Or, hey, we had an event today, or we're in the city, and this is what we feel. And that way you can follow your prayers, you can see what's going on, and you can continue to pray with us every step of the way. Second thing would be cool is go to the World Tour page, go to 268generation.com, click on the World Tour, go to the Promote button, and check out the Facebook icons. And somebody already sent me a message saying they were doing this. And just change your Facebook picture on the day that we're at an event to Kiev or to Stockholm or to Sao Paulo. And, it's a small thing, but if a couple hundred of us did that, then, or all 41 of our podcast listeners did that, then people are like, what is going on? I keep seeing these little things that look like, something, and it says Stockholm or, Kampala. What's the deal there? And you can say, hey, it's the Passion Movement, man. I'm a part of it. We're going around the world. People are like, you're going around the world? Well, not physically, but in my heart I am, and I'm with these guys. And so that's just a little small way that you can stay with us and stay connected to what's going on. And then the last thing, I just want to just say thank you for helping us do it. Atlanta was incredible. You guys gave $118,000 for the Passion World Tour. That, folks, is crazy. $118,000 given by university students. So at the end of six regional events, $607,558 was given. That included money given at Passion 07. So if you take out $289,000 from that, the rest of it was given at the regional events: $118,000 in Atlanta, $36,000 in D.C., $80,000 in Dallas, $42,000 in L.A., $24,000 in Chicago, $15,000 in Boston. Incredible. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We have, just trust in God. And I don't know why we really set out to do it this way. We could have probably just gone around the world as David Crowder Band, Matt Redman, Chris Tomlin, Passions coming to your city, charge tickets, $15, $20, whatever. Said whoever wants to come in town can come. I think we could have sold out most venues in most cities and had an amazing night, probably paid for the thing and just done it that way. But we've done a couple of things the hard way. We've tried to target university students. We've tried to make cost a non-issue as far as possible. And we've tried to build relationships in every one of these cities and not just come in and do a concert. And so we've had teams. We have a team on their way to Hong Kong today. We have a team on their way to Manila in a couple of days. So while we're going on leg one, we got two teams going completely other side of the world, working on advanced stuff, building relationships, networking with people. And all of it costs money. And at the end of the day, it costs about, are you ready for this, $7.8 million, which is kind of crazy when your Passion Conference is in. That's just that's a huge amount and a huge bunch of faith. But you guys have really gotten there with us and helped us. And we've put a little button on the 268generation.com main page. It's a little red button, and it just says give. And, I was reading the paper a couple days ago about the presidential campaign. And obviously, if you're a university or college student, you know that college students are more energized, I think, about this election than any election I can remember in my lifetime so far. And They have the thing that's really cool. It just kind of confirmed what we're doing with Do Something Now, and what we're doing with these, you know, offerings for the world tour, is it doesn't take people giving a lot. It just takes a lot of people giving. And for the first time in presidential election history in America, more than half of the givers to both Barack and Hillary, I'm just talking about the Democratic side now, I don't know what John McCain is doing, but Barack and Hillary, you know, are in this dogfight for the Democratic presidential nomination, and they're going at it, they're raising money, it's a continual event. And for the first time in history, over half of the givers to both of their campaigns are what they consider small donors. That's less than $200. And I read this big long article on USA Today about it earlier, a few days ago. And it's just pretty crazy thinking about it. And you know what most of it is? It's college students and even high school students who are given $10 and $15. And I mean, these guys are raising, like, we're looking for $7.8 million. They've, in some cases, can do that overnight. But they're raising tens and tens, if not up to hundreds of millions of dollars. But it's, for the most part, coming in from people who are just giving a little. And I believe there's power in that. And I believe it's one of the ways we're going to be able to go to Kiev, Ukraine, in a few days and say, hey, this event is free, and we're glad you're here. We rented the Sports Palace in Kiev. We got all this production here. We got all this sound and lights and video here. We got our team here. We got Charlie Hall and his band here. We got Tomlin here. We got Matt Redman here. We got our advanced team here. We've done all the logistical work, and the doors are open, and you can come from Moldova or Ukraine or from Georgia or from Russia or from wherever you're coming from around here and come and experience this night. And I'm going to be able to say to them through my Ukrainian translator, this night is a gift to you. It is a gift to you from, in large part, from the students of America who are not myopic and they are not totally focused on themselves, and they are not all about, it's all about America and it's all about the United States and it's all about what God is doing here. No, they are about what God is doing in the whole world. They're praying for you. They're excited about this night, and they gave so that this night could be possible. And that's just going to be a beautiful moment for us to be able to stand there and say that. And even in the low-cost events where there is a ticket charge, it's just basically about somebody knowing they're going to get in to the venue. And to be able to say in those nights, your £5 didn't in any way, shape, or form pay for this, but this night in London was made possible by, in large, by university students in America and people around the world who care about what God's doing in this generation. So thank you for that. The little give button is all about that. It's a small campaign, right? It's a lot of people not having to give a lot to do a lot. And so if a lot of people even just give a little, we can do a lot. And you can click on there. You can easily give $5 or $10 or whatever you can give to be a part of this. And all of a sudden it sounds like we're doing a telethon, and we're not doing a telethon. Check this out. It's the little and the big, and we celebrate it all. After Atlanta, from some friends that were there, they saw what was going on. They saw your faces in Atlanta. They caught the vision, and they said, hey, we want to do something to help. We hope to do more later in the year, but for now, there's a check on the way to you at Passion for $300,000 for the Passion World Tour. And the check actually came, and the check is real. And we were like, unbelievable. That is amazing. And then right behind it is this letter. Dear Passion, we're a group of Auburn students who were blown away by the power of God and your mission this past weekend in Atlanta. We send money for the world tour in honor of our great hosts for the weekend, and they name the family that they stayed with, which is really cool. I think I know who this family is. Thank you for all you are doing, and may the Lord bless your travels and lead you in furthering his kingdom. We are praying for you. And if it's okay, I'm just going to say this was from Sarah and Cappy and Lisa and Kelly and Leanne. And they each put a check in there, And the total of all of their giving together was $100 for the Passion World Tour. And I just, you have to know, man, tears come in our eyes when we read a note like that. And tears come in our eyes when we get a check from friends of ours that say we're going to put $300,000 on the table so you guys can make this world tour happen. And it's us both of those things working together that make the Passion World Tour a reality. So the little give button is an easy thing. We put it right on the main page. When you click in there, you just put your name in there. You can click through your credit card number in there, put the amount in there, and send it on its way. And you can designate just Passion, or you can designate specifically for the World Tour. And we're going to update every couple of weeks. I'll come back, and either in the latest news blurbs or somehow if we can figure out on that little page that opens up with the give thing, just how we're doing. We're, I think, still needing about $3.4 million. So that sounds like a big number. I know it is, because it is a really big number, but it's better than $7.8 million. So we're about $3.4 million to go, and we'll keep updating you all the way till October. You know, we got a ways to go here. We got, this is going to be a long-haul deal. So all the way to October, I think it's October 21st, Sydney, Australia. I'll keep updating you as to how we're doing. But thank you. Apparently, a lot of you guys have clicked on that little button already. Some folks at the Passion House told me yesterday that the little button has been well used. So thank you for that. We are excited, and we're praying for wherever you are that God would put vision in your heart. And by the way, we got a lot of other letters like this thing from these Auburn girls, and I wish I could read about five of them to you, but I don't have permission to read any of them, and I really didn't have permission to read theirs either. So sorry about that to you young ladies at Auburn, but thank you. And a bunch of those have come our way, and thank you for praying for us. Thank you for believing. We believe, you know, we as a team aren't going to see each other in the same room probably for a month. So our team meeting at the Passion House yesterday, we just got down on our knees together in the big room at the back of the Passion House. And it wasn't about, Lord, do this, or Lord, will you give us that, or will you work this out? It was just a belief. It was just us as a team on our knees saying, God, we believe in you. You are the God of the past, present, and future. We have all of your faithful acts from the beginning of time until now on our side. We've seen the hand of God. We have history. We've watched you do miraculous things. And we believe. We believe in you, God. And we are confident in you. And that doesn't mean that we don't work hard. It doesn't mean that we don't work with all of our energy. It doesn't mean that, you know, we don't put everything we can into the equation. And it doesn't mean that we're perfect and that, you know, we never waver in our confidence. It just means that we believe. And in those moments where we're tempted not to believe, we're going to say what the followers of Jesus said. Lord, we want to believe. So help our unbelief. Because, you know, belief comes from God. We don't muster that up, but he gives us faith when we ask him to and when we put our eyes on him. So we believe. And the next time you hear the Passion Podcast, I hope this happens and it happens well. You're going to be hearing about Kiev and or Stockholm, and it's going to be exciting. I believe right now that we're going to have something amazing to celebrate together. So thanks for joining us today. Thanks for letting me catch you up on what's been going on in life and the Passion World, and we're excited to be a part of it. We'll talk to you soon on the Passion Podcast. Take care. Bye-bye.